Hi, I'm Len Sipes from Fugitive Safe Surrender. I am the Senior Public Affairs Specialist for the Federal Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency. In front of me is Eric Dean. Eric surrendered today on a Friday to Fugitive Safe Surrender at the Bible Way Church in downtown D.C., or actually north of downtown D.C. And the interesting thing about Eric is that Eric walked all the way in from Landover starting at about 2 o'clock this morning. What prompted you to make such a long walk, Eric?
The prayer of my mother.
And say again, I'm sorry?
The prayers of my mother.
Okay, so the prayers of your mother is what got you here?
That and God and the belief in God.
Okay, and what happened to you today? You came in on a warrant, and give me a little bit about what happened in terms of the process.
Well, I got a call from my PO on Monday saying I had a warrant from 05, that it'd been 2 years now, and I'm getting back on my feet, and I was trying to figure out what it was all about.
But isn't it a bit of a scary process? I mean, most of the people out there who have warrants or hearing about Fugitive Safe Surrender, they're going to say to themselves, you know, I'm not quite sure I really trust the criminal justice system. What was the deciding factor of you coming in today to the Bible Way Church?
Faith.
It was faith in God?
Yes, faith in God.
And today is your mom's birthday. So did you do this as a birthday present to your mom?
To her and myself.
Because of why?
Once you take time and get on your feet, you want to stay on your feet. And I did a crime in 2000 at the age of 35. I'm now 41, and 5 years taken out of my life is too long. And I'm getting back on my feet. I want to stay on my feet.
So the whole idea is that you want all this resolved. You want to start off fresh and clean.
That's what I begin to do today.
Now you have a new court date?
No court date at all.
So did they resolve your case on the spot?
Clean slate.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
God.
One of the things that I want to say to everybody listening is that the overwhelming majority of the people who come in, the Fugitive Safe Surrender, they're walking out pretty much the same day, either with a new court date or having their cases resolved on the spot. What would you say to individuals who happen to listen to this? What would you say to them about participating in Fugitive Safe Surrender?
Have faith and take a chance and believe.
Was the fact that it was in a church and the fact that you were greeted by volunteers and ministers, was that one of the reasons why you decided to come in today?
No, just because I said a prayer this morning, and they said if God knocked, you should open the door. And the door, he knocked this morning at 2 o'clock, and I started walking.
And you started walking from Landover at 2 o'clock in the morning to make it to Bible Way Church north of downtown D.C.?
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.